see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
In the wonderful name, we come before your presence. First of all, saying thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself, bringing us through seen and unseen dangers, watching over us all night long. God, we have so much to be thankful for. If we were to count our blessings one by one, time nor reality would afford us the opportunity to name them all. And for that we say, thank you. Now, Lord, look upon us today in a special way. As we enter into your word, let the Holy Ghost walk in the text and unfold, reveal, disclose the truth that you'll have us to hear today. Show us in the text. And then, Lord, take us to new heights in your spirit. And God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. I seated you because I want us just to honor the Lord this morning. But I just want you to relax for just a minute. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7, there is a word there that simply says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And for just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, valuables in vulnerable vessels. Valuables in vulnerable vessels. I know you might not get it right now because I can tell by your response that you don't realize what God has vested in you. Paul deals with this particular issue, starting off in verse 1, talking about this ministry that we have that was given out of mercy. And one of the things that I want us to look at as I walk through several of these verses is to help us understand that Paul was making clear that we didn't deserve to be ministers of his word. We didn't deserve to have the vested word in us. But it was because of his mercy that he brought folk who had been messed up, who had been broken, who had been scarred and marred, to the place of redemption and salvation, and gave to them the ability to preach an uncompromising gospel. Amen. He makes clear that they have renounced the things of unrighteousness, worldly practices, devilish dirty deeds, scandalous schemes, twisting the truth. He said they don't deal in the things of God like that. They have committed themselves to every man's consciousness in understanding that they present the word in such a clear and concise way that man cannot error by this truth. And then he goes on to make clear to them that if this gospel that they preach be hid, it's hid from them who are blind. And he goes on to say that Satan, the god of this world, has blinded them. And then he goes on to verse 5 and talked about, we preach Jesus Christ and not ourselves. We're not lifting ourselves up. We're not boasting on ourselves. We're not trying to act like we're all of that. Our gospel, good news, is about Jesus Christ. And because our good news is about Jesus Christ, the truth of the matter is we are your servants because of him. I wish I had a help in the house. And so when you recognize that when you belong to God, he makes you a servant to the people, not because the people deserve it, but because he desires it. And so when you are put in a position like this, you're not to be a celebrity, but you're to be a servant that the Lord can use and bless his people. And then he goes on to make clear that he who called darkness out of light has shed light upon those of us who preach the gospel so we can share the light on you through the truth that is in the image of Jesus Christ. And from that, he goes on to say, but we have this treasure. We have this treasure. The treasure is valuable. And what is this valuable treasure that he's speaking about? Yeah, I'm glad you asked. The valuable treasure is the word of God. The valuable treasure is the knowledge of God, the light, the understanding of what God wants you to know about him, about his word, about his will, and about his way. That is the treasure that God has placed in us. Something that is so holy and perfect, he has placed in unholy and imperfect people. Valuables in vulnerable vessels. Look at what he goes on to say. He says, but we have this treasure. Where is this treasure? Where is this word of God? Where is this understanding and enlightenment of God's truth? The Bible says it's in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels, meaning those vessels that come from the earth, meaning like us who were made, created out of dust, formed out of dust. These earthen vessels, it's likened unto the clay pottery earthen vessels, but the actual image is that man himself was made out of dirt, out of nothing, out of clay. God made him and put that was holy and rich and wonderful inside that was dirty. Now, listen at this. Because God loved us enough to put his valuables in vulnerable vessels. Why do you call them vulnerable, preacher? Well, first of all, they're clay vessels. And by the very fact that they're clay vessels means that they're easy to break. They're weak by nature. You drop them and they crash. They break. They fall apart. You hit them too hard. You mar them. You scar them. But there is a reason, as we continue in the text, that the Lord put this valuable treasure in these weak and frail vessels. One of the things that I just think I need to throw out right now to help you understand before we go much further is one of the reasons he put such valuable treasure in earthen vessels was because he wasn't putting the valuable treasure in the earthen vessels as a defense, but rather as a display. Lord, y'all ain't getting this morning. The display means this. When Jesus gives us all that he gives us in the richness of his word, it's the embodiment of who he is. And so when he puts it in word form, and then that word form is placed in us, the very essence of Jesus lives in us by way of his word. Now here is the problem. Us ain't nothing. We're not worthy to contain Jesus. We're not worthy to display Jesus. We're not worthy to be the packaging for such a proper product. And yet God loves us enough to make us the packaging for the perfect product. Lord, I wish I had a help in the house. He chose vulnerable vessels to put perfect product in. But there's a reason for that. I told you it wasn't so that the vessel could defend the product, but rather display it. Because here's what he knows. That because it's an earthen vessel, listen to this, and I want to make it clear. You remember when God sent Jeremiah down to the potter's house? And he told him, listen, go down to the potter's house, and there I will speak to you. Jeremiah gets down to the potter's house, and he sees the potter with a big wheel, and the wheel is spinning. There's a big pile of earthen clay. It's wet. It's loose, and the potter reaches down and grabs some clay and throws it on the spinning wheel. He has a basin of water, and he sticks his hand in the water, and he wets both his hands, and he begins to grab the clay while it's spinning on the wheel, and with his fingers and his thumbs, he began to press and shape the clay into the vessel that he wants it to be. And notice it's in vessels plural, because he made some little vessels, he made some large vessels, he made some pots and some cups and all kinds of vessels. He made tall vessels and short vessels. He created them all on the wheel, but they were all made of clay. And when he finished making each one, he inspected it. And he found out that there was a flaw in one of the vases that he made. And instead of throwing the vase away, he took the vase and put it back on the wheel and started all over, wet his hands, put it back on the vase, and started reshaping it until it was perfect. But here's what he knew. that that vase had a limited shelf life. Someday, some way, it was going to break. And if not, had nothing else, over time, it was going to crumble. Lord, I wish I had a helper here. It's important to understand that in the Old Testament times, even when they were preserving scrolls which had the Holy Writ of God on them, they made long vessels and they rolled up the scroll and they put it in the long vessel, and then they sealed up the long vessel. And they hid some in caves, and they even threw some in the Dead Sea, sealed up, waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years of generations to come to discover the valuables that were in those vulnerable vessels. And we've heard of discoveries even in modern days of men finding scrolls of the Holy Writ of God in caves that were thousands of years old in pottery. Now, here's the thing. Listen at this well now. In order for them to get to the valuables, they had to break the vessel. And I'm trying to help somebody to understand that when Christ is in you, sometime he can't get out you until you're broken. When you're broken, two things happen. Men can see what's in it, but then the valuables can come on out of it. And God places everything in you for a reason and for a season, and sometimes he keeps you safe until he's ready for you to be broken. And when you're broken, the best that's in you comes out. Lord, I wish I had somebody who understood me today. That's why we don't have to question God, wonder why this is happening and that's happening to us. We're vessels. We're vulnerable vessels. And God keeps us safe until he wants to show out on the inside of us. But he can't do it unless he cracks us open, breaks us up, and reveals how valuable that he has placed in us really is. Listen at this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now here again, listen. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now listen at this. You see, one of the things that you got to realize is what God put in you is not of you, but is for you. What God put in you is not of you, didn't come from you, didn't originate from you. You didn't manufacture it. You didn't produce this. You didn't grow this. You didn't create this. What's in you is not of you, but is for you. And not just for you, but for all those God wants to demonstrate his power in you for them. That the excellency of the power. Listen to this. Now, one of the reasons why God has to break you, crack you, let you fall apart sometime, is to show men that what you've got on the inside of you is the thing that's still keeping you. See, you'll never know what you could take if you've never been through nothing. You never know how strong you really are until you become weakened. You never know that you could make it out of a situation or circumstance unless you have gone through some stuff where the flesh says, I can't go another further, but the power on the inside of you says, yes, you can. Greater is he that is in you. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And so when you begin to realize that the excellency of the power. In other words, as long as you're sitting there looking pretty uncracked, unbroken, hadn't been through nothing, ain't had no issues in your life, don't have nothing you've had to cry about, don't have nothing that made you want to throw in the towel, wave the flag of surrender, make you want to change your mind, make you want to run away, make you wonder how you didn't lose your mind. As long as you ain't been through nothing, the power cannot be seen. But just get broken. Just get cracked. And watch God let his power come out of you. And one of the first things that it does is it ministers to the vessel, as well as those who receive the power. My brother, my sister, this treasure in earthen vessels was no mistake. God wanted to put something powerful in something weak. Because here's what he knew. That you can't, pardon this expression, make an omelet till you crack some eggs. Yeah, you can't make scrambled eggs. You can't make eggs over easy, over light, none of that. You can't make none of that till you crack them. Amen. Somebody might be hungry right now. I'm going to leave that alone. And whenever God allows your life, after he has vested the valuables in you, listen at this, get ready. What you're going through is not a mistake. Get ready. What you're dealing with is not a mistake. Get ready. What God is showing and demonstrating through you is the fact that he wants his power, his word on display in your life. And the only way that folk will really know that that power is real when they see it alive in you. And people will know that that power is of God and not of us. To God be the glory this morning. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister. Valuables.
For my way, you're the... Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Or call area code 225-774-8040. 8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
Voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria. Thank you.
Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. That you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up.